This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The way the president ought to handle this is compartmentalize it and focus on doing your job. We've got issues with Syria. We've got a balanced budget amendment we're passing this week. We've got a lot to do, and that's what I'm focused on. We have put our majority in a good place because we have gotten a lot done. It's making a big difference in people's lives. So I'm confident we're going to be able to hand. I'm going to be able to hand this gavel over to another Republican speaker.
Yes, that is Paul Ryan, and that is a big story. Paul Ryan announcing his retirement. What? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. America Tonight, just so young, so full of what you thought was going to be a long career in politics, and for now, ducking out. He's announced he's not going to run for re-election, so Republicans are going to have to try to fill that void in order to keep their majority. In the meantime, then it's about who steps into the role. He's going to finish out the year, and he adds his name to 37 other Republicans. Can you believe it's been that many who have either announced they're retiring or running for a different office? Democrats, if you're keeping score, are defending 19 seats, open seats. They would need 23 to win control of the House, just saying, right? So you got Congressman Keith Ellison, a Democrat from Minnesota, saying, I think Republicans know it's going to be rough around here in the fall. I think they know things are going to change. So the Democrats are optimistic. As I mentioned, Ryan stepping out, retiring, says he told reporters he did not want his three teenage children to know him as a weekend dad. His father died when he was a teenager. So he told members his plan. He said that he would wait till the end of the year. And I think they're going to miss things about Paul Ryan. And one of them is his ability to raise money, because he is a machine. He was a machine in raising money. Yeah, there's no question about it. He dumped a lot of money, transferred a lot of money to the House Republicans campaign arm is what they call it. And that is huge for the Republicans. When you know, there's just some people that are great at fundraising, and he's certainly one of them. And he's out, and certainly there, it was smooth sailing in some ways, and it wasn't smooth sailing in other ways for Ryan. He certainly had a different vision than the president did for the party, that's for sure. So now what? You had Ryan, you had Congressman Dennis Ross from Florida also announced he was going to retire on Wednesday, and that was a popular district where, I mean, if you look at the presidential race, President Trump won Ross's district by 10 percentage points. So we'll see what happens and where that wave goes, but is a huge, huge story. And I say America Tonight is what's happening in your backyard and what's happening in mine, and this is one of the things being discussed. But I would say edging out Paul Ryan just a little bit, although it might have worked in Mark Zuckerberg's favor, is the story about Mark Zuckerberg and the fact that he testified, and in testifying, he talked about Facebook and where Facebook is at, where privacy is concerned, because of Cambridge Analytica. A lot of people are pulling out of Facebook altogether and saying they don't want their information breached. So the CEO weathered a lot of pretty pointed questions about privacy and his company's power. It was 10 hours. Woo! What can you do with 10 hours? Sit in your suit? And I've never seen Zuckerberg in a suit. He was in a suit with a blue tie. He didn't look like you'd normally see him at all. But he was pretty careful with his testimony. And because of that, if you have a 401k, it didn't get rocked during the day. because the stock actually, Facebook stock actually went up, and he played the whole technical geek to his advantage, I think, because any of those lawmakers, they weren't well-versed into trying to dive into anything complex with technology, and you'd have to know, understand it, and dive in the right way. Otherwise, he wouldn't, they wouldn't connect. And in fact, even Senator John Kennedy, a Republican from Louisiana, told Mark Zuckerberg flatly, just said it, that his user agreement sucks. And he said, "I'm a little disappointed in this hearing today. I just don't feel like we're connecting." We're not connecting. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. So in the past couple of days, there's been a lot of conversation about the internet and privacy and how far you're willing to go and all that stuff. And it goes back to data collection and everything else in between. But Zuckerberg knows he's got to be careful because his Facebook got rocked. They got absolutely rocked, and they have a lot of power. When you have billions of people who are using your product, you have power, and Facebook does. It's how people communicate. They check in. They look at whether it's Fakebook and people are making things up and their life looks perfect. It doesn't matter. You can make all the jokes in the world, but they definitely have a crowd. And they have been talking about privacy, they being the people who represent us in Washington, yet very little has been, done. So, been done. Will they try to regulate Facebook? How do they curb the way Facebook can use the information, how the data of the users is building? There's been a big push for this. And is there a monopoly? That's the other thing that brings up for Zuckerberg. Because of, like I said, the amount of people who are hooked into Facebook. Is it so big, so large, so dominant? Boom. And we've seen this before. In fact, Congressman Bill Flores, Republican from Texas, he compared Facebook. I love comparisons, right? Nothing better than that. He compared Facebook to Standard Oil and other companies that got so big and dominant that they had to break them up. And he was even asked, Zuckerberg, if he had a monopoly. Senator Lindsey Graham asked him that, and he said, "It certainly doesn't feel like one to me." But I don't know. There's some bad juju for Facebook, I think. And the FTC investigation could be bad for Facebook. Because they're talking about the 2011 consent decree with the Federal Trade Commission and the investigation into whether the Cambridge scandal breached the settlement. So delving into that could really turn something. If the FTC finds a violation, they could impose a fine of more than $1 trillion. While it's unlikely Facebook would be hit with it, they should be worried about that investigation, because what number would come up and what will they find? Coming up next, what have you been talking about? We're diving into the mailbag on America Tonight.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See see why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Have some fun.
That means we're diving into the mailbag. That's what that means. By the way, coming up, a conversation with Anton Gunn. This guy is so fun. I'm going to see him in a couple of months. But he's got a sad story, actually, to tell about his brother in the USS Cole. He was killed on the Cole. And also then what he did as a result of it. And also Michelle Byington, after one of these shootings and the conversations we're having about guns, she talks about what people should be thinking about. And that's responsible gun ownership, which is what I talk about all the time. Where's the responsible gun ownership? And some of you have gone in kind of a similar direction where Byington has in this mailbag, and we'll get to that. But let's dive right into the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I love that. He's so polite, waiting me for me to finish. Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, so let's go to this one. This one is from Stan, who listens to us in Sarasota. Hi, Kate. I hope you read my email on the air. You have a lot of fans in Sarasota. I've heard other people say that. I just want you to know it's really true. It's not fake email. And what I wanted to ask you about is, what do you think about this situation with the guards on the border? And what is the situation like as far as illegals and crossing, and how awful is it and all of that? I know you said one time on the show that you had been out for a week with Border Patrol agents. Thanks for that, Stan. By the way, yes, I have been out with Border Patrol agents. I did spend a week with them, and it was shocking what I learned. And to this day, it's shocking. But it was a while ago, so if you're talking about 15 years ago, you know, it's kind of similar. It was like in that Juarez, El Paso. So there were similarities to crossing the the Rio Grande, but the way of catching now, that whole catch and release is a little bit different. It's bad in some areas of California. I mean, listen, it's bad where you've got the open areas, and then you've got the coyotes who take every cent from the people that are trying to just come to America because they hear they can make some money, and it's horrific where they are, and there's gangs and all that other stuff. So they do it, and then what happens? And the answer to that question is some are raped and some are left for dead, and it's awful. And if you look at places like Arizona, the governor, Ducey, said that 338 National Guard are going to be in place at the 372-mile border to support the Border Patrol, but none of them are going to be armed. They're going to monitor cameras, lasers, motion detectors, and other technology. They really use a lot of that. As for Texas, Greg Abbott, who is the governor of Texas, said about 250 Texas National Guard members have been deployed, but it'll be ramped up to about 1,000 in coming weeks. And the border, 1,241-mile border with Mexico, it's a big area, too. Border crossings, though, for the last couple of years, according to Homeland Security stats, etc., they say that they're historically low, the lowest since 1971. Where are the big crossings? And that's where all those National Guards have guardspeople. That's where they have to be placed. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Sherry. Kate, I am a big fan of Joanna Gaines. I heard you talk about Chip and Joanna Gaines once. I think your aunt likes them, and you know a little bit about their series. Boy, when somebody builds up an audience like they did and then they just pull out the rug, it's appointment TV, so I don't blame them for wanting to spend more time with their family, but I hope we see them again. Yeah, you know, they're going to bring another show. It's Behind the Design, I guess. And they are going to, so you're still going to have access to them. They have a new HGTV series. And they're, I guess, you know, they're going to, this is just going to be easier on them because they put so much into those fixer-uppers they designed. So whatever, you know, whatever happens next, however that's tweaked, it'll be different than what they have now or what they had, because that show was wildly popular. Oof, no doubt about that. I can't watch those shows. You know what? I'm up for a speech with a big construction speech next year, and I talked to the head of the association, and we had this great conversation. Because I had family in construction, my Uncle John when I was a kid and some others. And I remember seeing what it was like behind the scenes and having this discussion about, you know, people, and I would be one of these people, that's why I won't watch it. You watch HGTV or you watch what these people do and you think, well, that's easy. Can I just knock down that wall? Can I just get the other to knock down the wall? Can't we just paint this? Can't we just go grab some things from Home Depot or Lowe's and do this ourselves? Yeah, right. And then the poor contractors, because there are some good ones, right? Maybe some of you listening are good ones. They always get stuck holding the bag. You mean you can't just fix this for $5? I don't understand it. It's just one of those professions where you're either the hero or the zero. That's it. I mean, there's no in-between. Hero or zero, right? That's it. Boom. All right, so let's move on to another one. This email comes to us from Henry. And Henry says, hello, Kate Delaney and all the listeners of America Tonight. I've been listening to your show for a while. I know people always say that kind of stuff, but really I have been listening somehow. You reeled me in. Somebody told me about you, and I like the fact that you talk about lots of different things. So anyway, my two cents on Zuckerberg and the exposure, he could care less. He is just building his empire, Facebook, and whatever head he has to step on, I think this guy will step on that person's head. I think he's embarrassed by the Cambridge Analytical leak and what it showed, and showed how exposed Zuckerberg and Facebook is. And I hope more people find other ways to communicate other than Facebook, because I wouldn't trust it as far as I could throw a rock, and I can't throw a rock very far. Let's put it that way. He was very poker-faced in his testimony. He was very, I don't know, poker-faced. He kind of got down into the weeds. That's what I think it was. He was going down to the weeds, taking everyone down into the weeds. And here's the thing. He promises to protect users' privacy, but he's done that before. So do it once, okay. Do it twice, ooh, I'm really watching. Do it three times, well, we're a fool if we let you continue to go down that path. And I don't know, it'd be pretty tough to figure out what the clamps would be, but I think that's the concern. The concern is that that's what will happen. Facebook won't be Facebook anymore. And then how about this one? I got this one from Zeke. In fact, I was bringing it up in another segment, and never got to it. But Zeke says, boy, Kate, I used to go to Mexico all the time. I wouldn't go there at all. I'd rather just have a staycation than go to Mexico these days, and that's a shame because of all the crazy things that have happened to tourists. Yeah, a lot of crazy things have happened to tourists, where I was reading a story just the other day about a guy who hailed a cab from his back to his resort where he was staying with his younger brother and mother to celebrate her birthday, and they were traumatized. He was traumatized where they wanted, he was robbed. He was beaten by a taxi driver and a passenger after he hailed a cab back to where he was going. And that those kind of stories are unfortunately all over the place, that blacking out after a couple drinks, to robberies, to sexual assaults, to drownings, to the deaths of loved ones. I mean, it's not good, because certain people are in cahoots with each other. And there's a story in the Milwaukee paper, the Journal Sentinel. They've heard from about 170 tourists who described their troubles in Mexico in the last 2 years. That's a lot. I mean, if you're saying a couple of bad things happen to people, still not good. But when you're talking about a ton of horrific encounters, Playa del Carmen, sorry, you're going to have to wait. I'm not going there anytime soon. How about you? Hang with us.
Become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the show, Anna Weber, who's got this incredible book called The Doxa Method, Transport Your Fears into Success. And how perfect is it to speak with her right now as we are in a new year, 2018, and there are a lot of people who I think would be pretty receptive to having a method, a formula, a way to find themselves in a successful situation. So, Anna, thank you so much for coming on.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate it.
So what's really interesting about you and, frankly, awesome is that you've had a lot of C-suite positions. You've been a CFO, a CEO, a COO, a VP of sales. You're all about that top level. So how did you – let's talk about that first. How did you get to those top positions the way you did?
Oh, God, the journey's been quite interesting, I would say. First of all, I love numbers, and I understood as a young girl in college that every industry is a business, everybody's in the marketing business, and every business wants to survive and thrive, and people are codependent on that paycheck. They're basically codependent on the success of the business. And I kind of developed this passion for business, and I got an MBA. And that's what led me to the various positions. But I must say that in order to understand an industry, and I've been in quite a few industries, you need to really work your way up from the bottom to the top. Even if you get a high-level position, it's very important to know the assembly line, the night shift, the day shift, what are we really manufacturing, what's the application, if it's a restaurant industry, who are we catering to, what type of food are really shine more than other types of food. So there is a lot of due diligence, and there is a lot of effort put in to reach and achieve that leadership position. It's not really something that happens overnight. Even if you have a degree, the experience talks for itself, you know?
Exactly. You know, it's interesting, too, because you talked about this. You brushed over this, the different industries, you know, starting from the bottom up, manufacturing, automotive, development, medical device, hospitality.
Right.
Wow, that's incredible. So you have a secret formula that people do, I think, really need and want to know. So tell us what people can do. What is the Doxa method that they'll learn in your book?
Okay. So working and holding these top positions and leadership positions, and regardless to what the industry was, whether it was clothing or medical device manufacturing or race car division, whatever it was, I've come to an interesting realization that most companies, they shared a common thread, a common weak link. And what was that? Time crunch, you know, if it's a service business or manufacturing business, you want to ship on time. I mean, time. There's such a pressure. There's such an intense time limit to everything. So time is the first one. Energy, how people keep, you know, the energy in the company. What is the level of the energy, the positive thinking, the attitude, the morale, all of that falls into the energy. And then, of course, the relationships. What kind of relationships we build internally and externally, and how are we nourishing these relationships, and how we maintain these relationships determine, of course, the success of the business. And the fourth one is money, but it's actually cash flow. And I'm very passionate about cash flow because it is people, various workers that, you know, have been with me for many years, they say, Anna always says, cheap is expensive, expensive is cheap. We have to be careful where we spend the money and we don't spend the money. So basically, those are the four areas where I've discovered that there's been hiccups and weaklings, and we really need to tackle those areas in order to create the business success and happy people, just not to show up for work because, you know, I get a paycheck on a Friday or whatever that may be.
So it's interesting. Can you talk about time and energy and relationships and cash flow? Of all four of those, what do you think is lacking the most in companies?
Oh, that's a brilliant move. You put me on the spot. Okay, well, this is a phenomenal question, and I will go back to relationships. And I have discovered actually this is, the relationships have such an impact and such an influence on the overall health of the business. You know how you want to be healthy, eat right, exercise, whatever. So the healthy sustaining the business. Because what really happens when you have a phenomenal, trusting and lasting and very, very, I would say, solid relationships with the bank, with the vendors, with the customers, you can extend the terms. You can work with people in a fashion that you really show that you're genuine and authentic. I've never called for money and saying, oh, hi, Susan, you owe us three invoices, $28,000, and you will. No. Oh, hi, Susan, how are you? How's your area doing? You know, build these relationships, and most of the people I never really met in person. But they're looking forward to my call. She says, you make my day. I kind of like when you're calling me. So I said, oh, by the way, I feel it's your birthday coming up. Yes, you're so right. When my birthday's coming up in a week, so what do? I mark the calendar. And then I call her for her birthday. And I said, Sue, happy birthday. I just remembered it. What does that do to that person? It's just awesome. So what really happens with relationships, you're creating that bond. And then with the bank and with your vendors and with your customers, and it helps you with cash flow. And people are much more up and much more open to say, you know what, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to ship to you this Thursday. I'm going to ship it to you Monday. How can I make it up to you? I'm going to give you a discount on freight or, you know. So it impacts the money, the cash flow. It impacts the energy. And, of course, it impacts the time crunch. Everything is very much influenced by relationships.
Boy, I so agree with you. I'm so glad to hear you say that, Anna. I absolutely agree. We're speaking with Anna Weber, and, of course, we're talking about the Doxa method. And one thing I think is also so interesting is, and now we're in 2018, and you say the Doxa method will help bring you ease and free the anxiety. And we know anxiety is so big for so many Americans. So how do we shift that thinking, and what does that do?
Okay, so the Doxa method, believe it or not, I've been implementing and introducing it for many years, but for some reason it's never been called the Doxa method. It didn't really have a label, but it's something that it really worked. So what does the DAXA method actually do? And I think this is one of the most crucial, profound areas in our life. So the DAXA method has four steps to it. The D stands for desire, the O for outstanding, the X is Xing out the impossible, and the last one, the fourth one, is allowing, the A stands for allowing you to be you. Now, learning so many years and going through so many life experiences, I would say the A is very important. When we are less judgmental about ourselves and we expect, we are not so hard on beating ourselves. Why regret? Why did I do this? Why did I marry this person? Why did I gain 20 pounds? Why did, you know, there's always this beating ourselves emotionally and mentally and also sometimes, you know, even physically. So what really happens is allowing you to be you is just take that person in you, because you know, Kate, I believe everyone is unique. Everyone has something to offer. Everyone is special. Everyone has a certain beauty. And the moment, keep in mind that I was raised and I was growing up in Eastern Europe in a communist country with tremendous insecurities and shy and I was an introvert. And I was never speaking up or speaking out. And was I allowing myself to be me? Of course not. I didn't even know what that was. So these are the four steps to the DAXA method. But taking it further, what does the DAXA method really provide you and offers you as benefits that you can tailor to fit your life regardless of where you are today? So the DAXA method is actually a success formula, Kate. What really is the DAXA method, it helps you to develop and empower to have a dialogue with your mind, a relationship with your mind, and ask your mind questions. And by doing so, you become much more liberated, more comfortable, and you engage in life very differently, and you shift and navigate your life in a whole different direction. So you ask questions, like, for example, I have quite a few sample questions in the book. It might not be necessarily always a question saying, I like coffee. Do you like walking every day in the park? You know, different questions. Or have you called, when was the last time you called your uncle and you said, you know, how are you today, John, or whatever his name is? So those questions and questions about yourself, what really is that it frees you and it allows you so much to be you in a very, I would say, not only general, but in a very kind format. So people ask me, so what are the answers to those questions? The choices that we make. But living and breathing the DAXA method, you filter those choices. You marinate. If you come ever to my house, hopefully one day you will, I'm a passionate about my cooking. I cook Hungarian and Romanian and Italian and some Asian food. So I can tell you one thing, Kate, I don't just take the package of the meat, whatever that is, and put it in whatever, a grill or something. No, I marinate it. So the flavors stay all night. So when I put it on the stove or on the barbecue, it has such a flavor to it. I had neighbors over for dinner Sunday night, and they said, well, can we have seconds? Can we have thirds? Because this food is really good. I said, it's cooked with love. So basically, the choices that we make create our liberty in life. But when we filter them, and when we marinate and we feel comfortable about asking more questions and getting more clarity, of course our choices are very different from the past choices. And we allow ourselves to be more who, you know, the people who we are, and we don't have so many regrets and so many judgments and blame and all and anger issues. And those obviously lead very clearly to anxiety. So 45 million Americans suffer from anxiety, and only I think close to 10 million that, you know, seek and receive genuine care.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Anna, we can't give it all away. We want people to buy the book, so we want them to go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Litfire, get this book. Anna Weber, you are tremendous. I definitely will take you up on that dinner, The DAXA Method. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kate.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America tonight, and everybody's still trying to make sense of what happened, and you can't really make sense of what happened in Florida at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. I had a friend who was affected by it and had luggage strewn all over the place, but feels lucky that that was what it was all about. It took her an extra day and a half to get home. Sadly, too many lost their lives and others were injured, and now this Florida airport shooting suspect is going to be in a federal court. So the 26-year-old, what we know is he was an Iraq war veteran, and of course he's accused of killing those five people in Fort Lauderdale at a very busy airport, and it's the latest in what we unfortunately see as some people are terming it a gun rampage. And again, he's due in court. Esteban Santiago is his name. He had a history of erratic behavior, and he has admitted to investigators that he had planned out Friday's attack in Fort Lauderdale, bought a one-way ticket from his home in Alaska to carry it out. And that's what we do know. They haven't ruled out terrorism as a motive, and they're investigating whether mental illness played a role. Clearly, I think he was absolutely not right. She's been on the show before. Michelle Byington joins us from U.S. Law Shield. Michelle, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, whenever this happens, what it starts to ignite is this idea of guns, access to guns. Oh, if that wasn't possible, would that have happened? Et cetera, et cetera. So you respond to those kinds of things. What do you say to that when you hear that kind of conversation?
Well, what's to stop this individual from just getting into a car and running into a crowded festival and killing five? Or what's to stop him from grabbing a knife and stabbing five people to death? At the end of the day, there are five people dead, and he chose to use a firearm that he was in lawful possession of. However, if it wouldn't have been a gun, it would have been something else.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that. If it wasn't a gun, it would have been something else if he was so intent on doing that. But one thing it clearly, and as you said, it was lawful. Here's the gray area about mental illness and waiting periods and would someone know. But I think it's so difficult to know that for sure if somebody's mentally ill. Is there a history? Is there a record? What are people saying? Because, you know, that's another part of what the discussion is.
Absolutely. So someone who is adjudicated as mentally defective cannot possess and purchase firearms. Now, that takes going in front of a judge and a judge declaring you as mentally incompetent. And before that happens, there are many steps and many processes and procedures that have to take place in order to take someone's rights away because the government says that you shouldn't have them. And it sounds like this individual was at those sort of beginning stages where he was going and talking to the police. He was committed. My question is, was he involuntarily committed or was he voluntarily committed? Because there's a difference there as well when it comes to your legal rights. But we all go through the same sort of due process before we lose our rights. And it sounds like this individual was probably on his way to having his rights taken away. But unfortunately, he decided to act before the state could get that accomplished.
Yeah, so as somebody who regularly advises lobbyists and whatnot on firearms and self-defense issues, what is the thing that you think is the most challenging in your role, or what do you see as the U.S. Law Shield program continues?
Well, the hardest thing is the emotional argument, because any time, I mean, if you saw that surveillance video, it was
awful.
Horrifying. And then, of course, there was some video that was taken by somebody's iPhone where you could see these people who were on the floor bleeding out. So when you see those images, it just makes your heart sink to your stomach. And that's the hardest thing to overcome for the gun lobby are these compelling emotional arguments. However, the response to that is, yes, it's horrific what happened. However, we need to look at facts, we need to look at statistics, and we need to look to people's rights. And we can't legislate based on people's emotion. We need to legislate based on facts.
Yeah, that's well said. Based on facts, absolutely. Where do you see a lot of these? See, I see the arguments never stop, obviously. That's why you have the position you have, and there's all these conversations. What do you think is the next frontier? I mean, in self-defense, you know, again, I think there's not enough of the stories out there, frankly, of people who have been able to save lives in situations that are horrifying.
You're right. It's frustrating for somebody who is a gun owner, and I represent gun owners daily. It's frustrating to see on the media how demonized the firearm is when I see every day how it does save lives and how it does deter crime. And so it really is a challenge to get sort of that narrative out there against the anti-gun crowd that, you know what, there was a grandmother who had her home broken into, and but for having a firearm, God knows what would have happened to her, right? She was able to defend herself and her home because of that firearm. But you just don't hear of those stories out on the media because it doesn't further the liberal agenda.
Yeah, and now we're seeing a changing of the guard in D.C. What's the thought there? There has to be some conversations about that, I would assume, because now you've got a Republican and Donald Trump coming into the White House, and he's talked about gun ownership.
Yeah, I believe most Americans with regard to their Second Amendment rights don't feel like Trump is going to attack them. He has come out and blatantly said that he is not going to attack gun rights whatsoever. And the NRA has come out with, in which Trump agreed, with national reciprocity for handgun licenses, which I think is a fantastic idea. And so we're no longer going to see that sort of pressure or that fear that many people may feel because you hear of Obama demonizing the firearm or, you know, Nancy Pelosi demonizing the firearm anymore, and they don't have the majority control that they did have. And so I think a lot more people may be more comfortable with perhaps using their firearm, being proud to say they're a gun owner, because, you know, we've got this Republican swing right now on the federal level.
Yeah. Boy, interesting stuff. All right. Thanks so much, as always, for lending your insight to us here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
All right. A little more on the story about Santiago. Santiago, of course, is going to be asked if he understands the charges that face him during the hearing. Here's the thing about this. Bond will be set at the Broward County Jail in Fort Lauderdale. Now, here's what's interesting to me. He could face the death penalty if convicted on charges of carrying out violence at an airport, using a firearm during a violent act, and killing with a firearm. But it might be months before prosecutors reveal what actually happens in his future. They've got a couple of weeks to indict him. Then they have to go through the whole death penalty review, all of that. Executions, so you know, have been on hold in Florida since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the state's death penalty laws a year ago. The Florida Supreme Court overturned a rewritten version of it, I guess, in October. Six people had gunshot wounds from the attack. About three dozen suffered minor injuries in the chaos. Passengers, airport workers fled the gunfire. And they say Santiago arrived on a connecting flight, as I mentioned before, from Alaska, got a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, so you understand what's happening here, from his checked luggage before he loaded it in a bathroom. Horrific. He then jumped back to the baggage claim area, walked while shooting in a very methodical manner, as they say, 10 to 15 times, aiming at his victims' heads, according to the criminal complaint. Information, of course, surfaced just in the last day or two, that police in Alaska took a handgun from Santiago in November after he told FBI agents there that his mind was being controlled by a U.S. intelligence agency. Not good. They returned it to him about a month later after a medical evaluation found he wasn't mentally ill. So now there's going to be people very sad by what they let happen or fall loose or were duped or whatever. So you know a little bit about his record. He served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico and Alaska National Guard. He was deployed, as I mentioned before, to Iraq from 2010 to 2011. The Pentagon released all that information. And his relative said, listen, he was acting erratically since he returned from Iraq. And boy, that video that was pushed out, I think I saw it on TMZ, showed him walking calmly past the luggage carousels before he just pulled the handgun from his waistband and started shooting people who fled or dived to the floor. It was one of those, again, one of those horrible things where it's a mass shooting, people are calmly getting luggage, happy, some of them celebrating, doing whatever, and then they're left to question, how could this happen? Why did this happen? All of those questions, and I think there's going to be a lot of questions that surface around them taking the gun from him, but then him getting it back. Oof. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.